Dr. Samuel Conway, all the way from the Americas, am I correct?
Yeah.
About furry fandom, or furries, I think it's called. Hello, Dr. Samuel. Dr. Conway, how are you?
Hello, Tom. I'm just fine. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, this is something called Anthrocon, is that correct? Or furry fandom. Could you just explain to us what the whole furry thing is all about?
Well, I can indeed, in a nutshell. Furry is a sort of playful term we apply to something more properly called anthropomorphics, which is too long a word to say all the time.
Agreed.
Essentially, that's anything that's not human that we make human, or we envision as human. We're talking about cartoon characters. The Pink Panther, Bugs Bunny, are considered furries. They're man-like animals. Wallace and Gromit, for example, on that side of the ocean. Cars from Pixar, they're not human, but we portray them as human. So that's what it's all about. It's people who fancy those things and think that, gee, wouldn't it be cool if these things were like us?
Now, Samuel, can I just tell you, the reason I wanted to do this this as something on our little radio show here in Dublin is because I was watching CSI Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and there was a big convention of furries. And, you know, the whole CSI thing was about, but it was all about these furries, and it were people were dressed up as all these different animals, and each one had a kind of a connection to a certain animal. So one of them was a cat, and another one was a, as you say, a pink panther, or another one was an elephant, or another one was a wolf, and they all attended these conventions dressed as animals in these big furry suits, and they all kind of danced together, got on with each other. And could you tell us a little bit about these conventions and how popular they actually are?
Well, first off, CSN, I need to remind you, is not so much a documentary program as it is evening entertainment.
Well, absolutely,
They did indeed have it correct that furries get together at conventions, and that's just about where the similarity stopped.
All right, okay. So what were the things that the furries kind of they did to each other? They kind of scratched each other, and they had little terminologies for it. What were those terminologies?
Well, there's all sorts of terms that fly around. A lot of them come from the internet.
Go on, give us a few.
Well, pick up a few. Well, there's furry, for example, as I said. That's the easy term for someone who thinks that these man-like animals are cool.
Mm.
The term scritch gets used. That sort of is the equivalent in this little subculture of a friendly clap on the back.
A scritch?
Yes, you know, little fingernails on the shoulder, as you would to a cat or something.
Okay, good, a scritch, yeah, I like that. Go on.
Oh, boy, what else is there? I can't think of any off the top of my head.
All right, okay. Well, we give you a little scritch for coming up with scritch.
Well,
right?
Isn't that kind of you. Thank
yeah,
you.
I like that. Okay. So, can I ask you, Samuel, how did you get involved with furries? Or are you do you look at this from a scientific point of view?
Both, as a matter of fact. I've always liked cartoons, even when I was young. Something of a guilty pleasure growing up. Here I am, a degreed professional working in the sciences, and I still sneak onto the television on Saturday mornings and watch cartoons because it's fun. It's a little escape from the mundane world.
And do you dress up as a are you a furry yourself?
Well, I am a furry in that I am a member of the fandom. Only there's a very, very small percentage of people who actually make and wear costumes. And most of that's done for fun. These costumes can range anywhere from a couple of $100, something cobbled together in the home, up to $15,000-$20,000 extravaganzas that people put many, many years into creating.
You're kidding.
No, indeed.
So can I just ask you then, the idea that this is some kind of kinky sexual kind of thing is as far from the truth as it could possibly be?
Well, absolutely. It's no more kinky and sexual as any other hobby. To say that all furries are kinky sex maniacs is sort of like saying that all football fans are rough hooligans.
You wouldn't be far wrong in that, now, in fairness.
Well, okay.
I'm joking. They're not all. Now, a caller's after calling into the show and wants to know, can you be, are there many Irish, is there an Irish furry fandom club, and how do you become a furry?
Well, there's no membership card or anything for one to be a furry. It's sort of, you know, to be a sports fan, you'd simply have to like it. We do have a number of folk who attend Anthrocon who come from Ireland, as a matter of fact. You have a pair of science fiction authors there, Diane Duane and Peter Morwood. They attended our convention this past year, and they had quite a bang-up time.
I'm sure they did. Can I just ask you, Samuel, what are the most popular furry kind of, for the furry fans, who are the most kind of popular? Like, would it be Roger Rabbit, Mickey Mouse, Wile E. Coyote? Would they be the most popular, or would you be... Daniel O'Donnell's a singer, you idiot.
Sorry.
Come here, no, would it be more kind of the Japanese, you know, the Yu-Gi-Ohs or whatever they're called, or, you know, the Mutant Ninja Turtles? Are there more kind of popular furries than other furries?
Well, there is a great variety. I couldn't point to any one individual character that people seem to adore more than others. I do know, for reasons I've not yet been able to fathom, one of the most popular species that people seem to like as an anthropomorphic, as a furry creature, are foxes.
Oh, yeah, I like foxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do, because I always think they're clever, they're sly, they're kind of, you know, they've got nice hair.
Ginger.
Yeah.
All the things that would like to be, but may not necessarily be ourselves.
Absolutely, I like that. Now, what about a fursona? Are there people who actually believe that they, you know, that they, all right, they like furries and they like cartoons and all, but are there people who believe that they actually have the traits of a certain animal in this anthropomorphic world, and that's why they prefer one furry more than another, or one cartoon character more than another?
Well, sir, I'd be lying to you if I said there was no such individual in furry fandom. I'm certain there are some people who get into it to what some might consider to be a less than healthy extent. When people start to believe, I'm actually this animal inside. Well, that's all well and good if it helps you get through the day.
Yeah,
you usually just keep them quiet and don't be any sudden moves around them.
So there are people who have a fursona, if we can call it that.
Well, the fursona, as you use the term, and that's one I should have come up with before, some people will kind of create for themselves a character. They'll use it in role-play scenarios. They might even create it to write stories about, to do artwork on. It's not really something that they honestly believe they are inside. It's just, you know, something playful, an alter ego that we can toy about with.
Oh, wonderful, because I mean, it's like, it's no different, I suppose, from the Romans who used to wear kind of animals' heads as they marched through, and you know, or the Indians who wore. I mean, this has been going on for years. People wearing, well, maybe not costumes, but definitely linking some way to the animal world.
Well, in those cases, there was religious significance attached to this.
Yeah, of course,
thing. Now, that's gone a little bit by the wayside. However, we do have some individuals. There is one in particular I can think is a genuine, full-blooded Native American, and this is part of his heritage. And he sees it not as a playful thing, but as something that his ancestors firmly believed in, and he still himself does.
Oh, my goodness me, really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you have it. All right, fair enough. Oh, well, listen, Dr. Samuel Conway, thanks for joining us on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
God bless. Bye-bye. Or whatever. Dog bless. Free creatures, what do you think?
As he said, whatever gets it through today.
But if you thought you were going to be an animal, would you,
dress up?
Would you be? Well, let me just ask him, what would you be like?
Maybe a cat.
You'd be a cat, would you?
No, actually, I'd be an eagle or something, you know.
An eagle?
To be able to fly, yeah.
That was an ABBA song.
Sorry.
Lisa G, I pushed the button to play that, and it started playing that, so
I know.
You'll sort that out, will you? Thanks very much. All right, let's get a song from Fiach while Lisa's sorting that out, because what happened there, Fiach? You were down at Clonmel, and they robbed you, did they?
No. I'll say no more.
You didn't win anyway, did you?
No, but your man that won was very, very good.
I think I'd be a bull.
Yeah, well, I was like a bull the other night, all right.
Were you? The horn, the whole lot, huh?
Yeah.
Good man. Right, give us a song there.
All right.